right, fans, we are radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Another NC2A basketball doubleheader from the Conlin Center, broadcasting worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu. Both teams out on the floor. The Lopes, the visiting Antelopes from Grand Canyon University, in the house against the Dominican Penguins. For the Lopes, under head coach Trent May, assisted by Corey Cole and Jill Mahoney, and Adam Woody Downs. Coach May will be sending out number 10, Christy Girdley, a 5'5" senior out of Aliso Viejo, California. Number 20 is Samantha Murphy, a 5'8" sophomore from Phoenix, Arizona. Number 23 is Rosalind Nelson, a 5'8" senior out of Phoenix. Number 30 is Stevie Camp, a 5'11" junior out of Mesa, Arizona. And number 52 is Jaleesa Butler, a 6'1" junior out of Las Vegas. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. She's assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers will be sending out number 1, Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1" sophomore out of Fremont. Carnes. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" senior out of Nevada. Number 32 is Rocky Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 33, sporting the faux hawk, is Melissa Wise, the 5'10 sophomore out of Novato. And number 44 is Shauna Bryant, the 5'11 senior out of Ripon in the Central Valley here in California. We are broadcasting worldwide as usual, fans. It is 5:31 p.m. in California in the good old U.S. of A. Stuart Horn with you for both games tonight. Hunter Hornstein alongside and Gabe Leon, our guest tonight on the radio broadcast crew. Want to give a shout out to Gabe's folks listening out there in Fremont, Grand Canyon, out on the floor. Penguins out there on the floor. Both teams ready to go. Your keys to the game, Hunter Hornstein.
Hi again, everybody. Hunter Hornstein alongside Stuart Horn here. Happy to be here. The Penguins off to a atrocious start, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term. 3-12 overall, 1-4 in conference. And I'll tell you what, they need to get off to a great start here. They got to get that confidence up, because anything against this Grand Canyon, give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. This is a very good Grand Canyon team.
In the middle for the Penguins is Wise. She's going up against Jaleesa Butler, the 6-1-er. Butler tips it out. Rocky gets it. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Over to Garnes. We are underway, fans. Clock has not even started, though. There we go. Now they got it started, but not until the whistle stopped. Play. Now the clock is running, but we are out of play. Okay, so they're going to run it down to 5 seconds or so on her.
A little bit of getting some bugs out, working the bugs out early there, Stu, with the game clock, it looks like.
When there's a problem with the clock, oftentimes they look over to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, we're not working the clock. Now the Penguins will have to bring it in from the sidelines. They do so. Carnes has got it. She gets it over to Melissa Wise, who's sporting the mohawk tonight. I see Mark. She's got her darker color on the mohawk tonight. The other night it was blonde. Tonight, much darker. And the Penguins now from the right elbow over to Rocky at the top of the key. She fakes right with 9 on the shot clock, and she double dribbles. And the Penguins off to a rocky start for Rocky there with the double dribble from the left elbow. Lopes will have it. They'll bring it in from the sideline. No pressure in the backcourt. We're 30 seconds into it, fans. Game 1, NC2A doubleheader tonight. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Lopes have got it now, ranked 12 in the nation. Penguins unranked. And they drive it into the paint. Penguins playing some massive defense. They work it down low. Here's a soft jumper by Christy Girdley. And that one goes down. 2-0 in favor of the Lopes. Welcoming all the Antelopes fan listening in Arizona. We are broadcasting from California. I don't know if we're in the same time zone. I think we are. I think it's the same time zone. Hunter, do you know if they're working on Pacific Daylight Time out there?
Out in Arizona, I believe it. Does it matter if we're on daylight savings or not?
I really don't know. 18:43 to go. Here we go, fans. And now an off-ball whistle, and I think it's called on Melissa Wise, and I am correct. Wise with the palms to the ceiling. She's not sure why the call came to her. Girdley will have it right here in front of the broadcasting area. She gets it inbounds to Rosalind Nelson, the 5'8 senior. Penguins have Rocky out there with Janish. Speaking of Janish, they just flip it over the top of Janish. They get it up to Jaleesa Butler, over the top of Gomes. Out of bounds, Penguin ball.
Nice defense by the Penguins there. They're going to have to use a lot of it. The Antelopes have the Dominicans have been outscored by their opponents 1,052 to 793.
A differential of, let's see, approximately 250 or something like that. The Penguins got to pick it up on offense is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Put this it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, this is a very good Grand Canyon team offensively.
Penguin cheerleaders are in the house, eight strong. Shauna Bryant's got it. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard toward the southern hoop. Here in the opulent Conlins Center, Carnes has got it. On the right wing, she gets it up to Shauna. Shauna on the elbow, drives in against Butler. That's a tall order against Butler, the 6-1-er. Down low, Carnes, thrown away. Picked up by Nelson. She brings it up, drives in to Camp. Left side layup good, 4-zip. Lopes. Quick transition. Penguins bring it up. Janish has got it. Right wing, Rocky fakes a three ball, drives in. Outside Carnes, three ball on the way, yes. Carnes cans the three, 4-3. Antelopes. Bringing it up now is Nelson, the point guard. She holds up the left index finger. She drives it in from the right side, off balance, Hunter. Can you believe that?
What
move?
An unbelievable athletic play there. All the momentum going the other way, somehow gets the ball up and into the hoop.
6-3 Lopes. Janish has got it out on the right wing. She's not even thinking about it. I lied. She did think about it. Painfully short. Chasing it out of bounds is Raquel, but it went out. Gomes couldn't catch up to it. 6-3 Lopes, 17:08 to go. Gabe Leon is going to join us in the second half, our visiting guest host tonight. For now, Penguin women have not scored in the past 45 seconds of play, maybe a little bit more. 6-3 Antelopes. Foul is called against Kelsey Janish. Janish has got the big saucery eyes. She can't believe she was called on that. Throwing the elbow in there, and that's the first on Janish. Janish has the pink shoelaces on the tennies. Grand Canyon brings it in, Camp. Right here in front of the broadcasting area. Now they drift over to the left side. Screened out, down low, Butler two. Boy, that was set up textbook style, Hunter.
Absolutely, look at a play like that. It's great to see them come together, and it works like clockwork.
Penguins now on offense, off to our left. 16:30 to go. Janish has got it on the wing. She just fired that big three ball from 26. Ill-advised low percentage move. This time, high percentage move as she drifts in from the left baseline, banks it in off the window, and draws the whistle.
Nice job by Janice there to get the whistle. One of the veteran leaders on this team, both off and on the court. You saw there when she got called for the call there earlier with the arm. You know, eyes wide and everything. Obviously didn't really think that she did anything wrong there. And sometimes when you're in a little bit of a rut, Stu, things seem to go wrong against you all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Janish cans the freebie. So the Penguins are right there, 8-6. 6:10 to go, fans. Check it, 16:10, first half action. And a travel called on Christy Girdley. By the way, fans, if you'd like to watch the action tonight, you can watch it on the B2 network. And to view it live on the internet, you go to DominicanAthletics.com/live broadcast, I believe. Check it. B2.com is what you're looking for. And if you go to radio.dominican.edu and click on the link in the very top row that says B2, that'll get you there as well. For a couple of bucks, you can view all the action live on B2. And every penny goes to DU Athletics. Now the Lopes work in zigzag style down to the other end, a very quick transition. from Girdley to Butler, too. 10-6, Penguins trail.
Early on, the Lopes really showing their aggressiveness a lot faster than the DUs early on, and it looks like we might have a substitution here, but the Grand Canyon Lopes are running like Lopes right now, Stu. Up and down the court, really, really putting the pressure on the defense of the Penguins, and it shows as they've come and taken a pretty commanding lead early on as we have the first timeout.
So now we will go to the stands, and here is Audrey Glenn.
All right, I'm here with Carrie Nakamura, the very sister of our own Kimmy Nakamura, one of the captains for DU. Carrie, what is it like watching your sister play on the court?
I've been watching her play for all my life, and it's nice to see her working hard. I just want to come out here and support her.
Excellent. Thank you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you very much, Audrey Glenn, up in the audience. That was very nice. 15:25 to go. We have a media timeout. Hunter and I will be back in 10 seconds.
Here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
That's right. What's not to like about Dominican Radio? Live from the Conlon Center, Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight, with Gabe Leon waiting in the wings. He will be with us in the second half. Penguins down by four. Tammy Bronner has checked into the game for the mighty Dominicans. 15:20 to go. Clock rolls. Penguins off to our left, attacking the southern hoop. That's the one you see. That's the one you're under when you walk into the Conlon Center. Wise with a 180 jumper. Softly, no. Lopes in quick transition after a nice rebound. Girdley, no. They go top of the key over to Camp. Camp works it over to the right side. Now slowing things down is Samantha Murphy, the 5'8 senior. She drives in to the right side. She goes in against Mary Kate Jankowski, who has entered the game. Along with Bronner, Jankowski breaks up the play. Tammy brings it up. Right wing drifts over between the circles. She goes into the left corner. Wise thinking three. Wise is 0 for 1 so far tonight. She stutter steps, goes left, goes right, jukes. Turnaround jumper, yes. Great play by Wise.
Nice job by Melissa Wise, you mentioned. Multicolored hair. She's also a multi-sport athlete here on the volleyball team here for DU.
Yeah, that's right. And she's pretty good at both. Basketball, tremendous shot she just made right there on a soft jumper from 9 feet. Now the Lopes in transition. Penguins down by only two, 10-8. The Penguins steal it away. Jankowski again, two plays in a row. See if the Penguins can convert. Loose ball, uh-oh, backcourt trouble. Somehow Wise saves it. Unbelievably Wise with half a step to go from falling into the backcourt. Turned around and threw it in there. Kimmy Nakamura gets ready to enter the game. And 8 seconds on the shot clock. Driving in is Janish right side. Janish has to back out. Four. Here's Bronner. Three. Bronner with a runner. Bronner with 1 second on the shot clock. Buries it. Tie game. 10-up. 3:38 to go.
What a job by Bronner there. Fully composure. You heard the countdown from the crowd. Fully composed and makes the shot.
Good play there by the Penguins to tie the game. And I got to give props to Mary Kate Jankowski to break up two plays in a row. Good play there by Rosalind Nelson, who manages a deuce from the right side. 12-10 Lopes. Penguins tied it a moment ago. Number 12 in the nation, the Antelopes. And from the right side, here's Janish. Too much juice off the glass. Shauna Bryant down with it. Tie game. Bryant follows up and a whistle. No, they're going to wave it off. Wait a minute. No, the foul is called against Jocelyn Frazier. Wise to the bench, Nakamura in. Penguins will get the ball back after they tied it. That's sweet. Also for the DUs, Taki Takoy and Raquel Gomes getting ready to come back. Go.
Yeah, nice job by Janikowski there, the 6-foot freshman, also a comm major, also in the broadcasting class here at DU, but a great job by her to get the foul as well as the point.
Inside of 13, fans. 12-12, Penguins on offense now. This will be the first time the Penguins led the game, should they go ahead here. Here's Taki on the left wing. She goes between the circles to Kimmy. Right side, Bronner on the wing. Bronner's there in shooting range. She could have done it, but she didn't. Now it's finally, it's tipped away after Jankowski threw it away. Good save by Frazier there to steal it away from the Penguins. Transition to Malin Smith, a 5'9" freshman out of Mesa, Arizona. And Smith from the left wing buries two. 14-12, Penguins trail, 12-22. Two go. Bronner now over to Kimmy, left wing. This is where Kimmy excels. Gomes in the corner. Now she goes top of the key to Bronner with a foot fake. Between the legs, Bronner wide open, tipped out of bounds and into the Lopes bench. Heads up move by Stevie Camp. Jenna Pearson, the 5'11 sophomore out of Gilbert, Arizona, has come into the game. Dominican has called a timeout. Hunter and I will be back. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
Dominican Radio.
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and the Hot Spot.
All right, here we go, fans. 12:05 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins on offense. Three ball on the way. Gomes, no, missed it right from the left corner. Kimmy had it on the down. Loose ball. Bronner falls on it. Jump ball. Who are they going to give it to? Looks like the Penguins are going to get it, and they do. 9 seconds rolled off the clock. The Penguins trail by two. Tied it at 10, then they tied it at 12. They just can't seem to jump ahead. Very quickly, immediate timeout. What say you, Hunter Hornstein?
Well, I like the way the Penguins are really hanging tough right now with a very good offensive squad in the Grand Canyon. Lopes, the Lopes, last time out against Academy of Art at the Academy, won very handily, 66-49. They've outscored their opponents this season, 1,217-970. That is a lot of points that they are scoring. But the DUs right now are really doing a good job of being able to keep the game within reach. Good defense. I mentioned earlier, though, that the Lopes seem to have a very good speed advantage, Stu, and you saw it on the early transitions, ball going up and down the court very, very well for the Lopes, very quickly. The defense, though, led by Janikowski, it looks like right now, that they're doing a good job inside the paint, breaking it up and keeping Samantha Murphy, the leader on this team for the Lopes for scoring, keeping her a little bit off balance, making sure that the Penguins are not allowing the Lopes to get too comfortable here on their home court at the Conlin Center.
All right, fans, the end of the timeout has come. 14-12, Penguins trail. Lopes bringing it in. Moving from our left to right, and the Lopes attacking the northern hoop. Rosalind Nelson dumps it off into the hands of Malin Smith. The ball goes out of bounds off of one of the Penguins. Only a few seconds rolled off there. Another 10 seconds, 11:46 to go in the first half. Out of bounds again, inadvertent kick by Gomes into the Penguin bench. Grand Canyon will have it again on the short side sideline. No, right on the end line. And 20 seconds reset on the shot clock. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. Lopes bring it in, out of bounds, forced by Mary Kate. Penguin ball. Jankowski getting some good defensive work in tonight, Hunter. Inbounds now, Taki. She heaves it across the court to Bronner. Wow. It was a low percentage inbounds all the way across the court. But Bronner with a nice reception. That was a good throw. Well, you got to make a perfect throw like that. Tokoi can do it. Oh, good work. Oh, no. As Bronner fed Tokoi right under the bucket in perfect stride. And Tokoi with just a little too much on it.
Tokoi there. Just looks like the timing was there. It just happened that the maybe a little bit too much push off to get the ball in there, force the issue a little bit. Just relax. You'll make the baskets.
11-11 to go. Four aces on the board. Penguins on defense now after the miss by Tokoi. And here's a soft scissor legs jumper by Samantha Murphy. Here's Tokoi with the rebound. Tokoi brings it all the way up herself. Loose ball stolen back away from Taki. Going the other way is Rosalind Nelson, left side, good.
Right there, the Lopes proving how quickly they are on defense and how quickly in transition they can turn around and make baskets on the other side of the court.
16-12, Penguins trail. Wise gets ready to re-enter along with Janish. Big long three ball by Kimmy from the top of the key. No. Straight away, 10.5 to go, fans. Penguins now back on defense. Here's Nelson. She brings it across the insignia. Nelson's got the black hose all the way up under the shorts. The only player to not go with the shorts. She's got the shorts on over the long hose. Three ball now from the left wing. Goes off by Samantha Murphy. Good. And the Penguins all of a sudden trail by 7. No backcourt pressure. Kimmy to bring it up. Right side is Coach Nelson calls out Arizona. That's the play. Grand Canyon also from Arizona. I don't think he was hailing Arizona as Kimmy goes up left side. Now it's out of bounds. And it's going to be Antelope ball as the Penguins are going to bring back in Shauna Bryant, Melissa Wise, and Kelsey Janish out. Jankowski, Gomes, and Bronner. 19-12, Hunter.
You mentioned Samantha Murphy there, Stu. Seems like we've said her name a lot for the Lopes. In 16 games, 386 points this season. She leads the team. She's also lethal from that three line with 48 threes made in 16 games. And don't give her the opportunity to make the free throws. 108 in 16 games.
9:48 to go, fans. 19-12, the Penguins trail. It was 12 up a minute ago, or 2 minutes ago. Penguins now on defense. Antelopes have a chance to stretch it out even more. Murphy. Murphy from the top of the key. Murphy with the drifter, draws a foul, no bucket. Foul is called against Melissa Wise.
And it looks like, Stu, that the official here is talking over to at the over here by the scores table, and there might have been a mix-up with the horn on the basket. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but looks like everything's working now.
Not yours truly, the horn at the table. Or the other horn at the table. Okay, Samantha Murphy cans the first one with some nice backspin on the freebie. Now it's 20-12. The Penguins are going to have to do something good in short order as both of them are made. Murphy knocks down two. Uh-oh, Taki Takoy has 5 seconds to get it in, and she uses 4.5. Kimmy now, Taki. Left side, Janish, long three ball thinking about it. She goes baseline, knocks it off the bottom of the backboard and out of play, and the Penguins cough it up again, 21-12.
Starting to struggle here a little bit, the Penguins are, and it seems like they might be rushing the issue a little bit, might be panicking a little bit. You got to stay calm. You got to stay poised. The game's not over yet.
Far from it, fans. We're just in the top of the second quarter of play. Kayla Fisher now gets it over to the left side to Girdley. Girdley on the wing. Back to Fisher, drives in right side softly under the bucket. Butler, two bounces and in. 23-12, Penguins all on offense. Uh-oh, Penguins dump it in the backcourt. Full court pressure was 3-on-3, and the Penguins couldn't hang on to it. Now a three ball from the top of the key. Samantha Murphy stretches it out. Timeout Penguins.
Wow, the Lopes are just absolutely dominating in all aspects of the ball. Defense, offense, inside the paint especially. Great, great presence inside the paint. And a very physical game so far. And right now the Lopes are playing a lot more physically than the DU Penguins are. And just being able to make the baskets that the Penguins aren't able to. The Penguins not shooting very well. Very low shooting percentage. And the fouls aren't helping them either. Sending more and more Lopes to the basket for free shots, Stu, is going to come back and hurt you.
26-12, fans. 8:48 to go. The Penguins have committed 3 fouls, while the Antelopes have committed 2. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Our consecutive, 20th consecutive game of 1,000 listeners or more. Wow. It's a milestone game tonight. So here we go, fans. Shauna Bryant gets it back to Takoy. Roldan gets ready. Noelle Roldan comes in on the next break. Roldan prepares to enter the game. Taki's got it on the wing. Gets it over to Kimmy out of bounds. And it's, oh no, it was tipped out ultimately off of Nakamura, and they give the ball back to Grand Canyon. How can that be?
Those are just simple mistakes, just mental mistakes there. You know, you get fatigued, you're on the court for a long time. Good thing the substitutions happened. Keep the players fresh.
Maybe so. 26-12, Penguins now in the backcourt. Girdley brings it up. Now they zigzag it, work it down low to Butler. Whistle. As Butler went up with it, she'll now go to the stripe. They're going to reset the shot clock, and the Lopes will get it. No. I thought Butler was going to go to the line with that whistle, but that apparently was just a stop by the referee to reset the game clock. Inbounds very quickly to Butler, and now a whistle. And Butler will now go to the line.
Just a matter of time there, Stu.
I think you're right. Foul was called against Tammy Bronner. Picks up her first, and that's the fourth committed by the Penguins. Jaleesa Butler, the 6-foot-1-er out of Las Vegas, on the way. Oh, very flat, but it went anyway.
Doesn't matter how you shoot them, Stu, as long as they're going in that hoop.
I guess so.
That's all the coaches are looking for.
So Samantha Murphy and Jenna Pearson back to the bench for the Antelopes. Stevie Camp back in there, along with Kayla Fisher. Melissa Wise back to the bench. And Mary Kate Jankowski. And Jankowski had some very nice work in the few minutes she had earlier in the game. All right, fans, Noelle Roldan brings it up. 28-12, the Penguins now haven't scored in over 5 minutes. It was tied up at 12, it's now 28-12. Ouch. Penguins were hanging very tough there for a minute. But then somehow, I guess the Lopes got their number. Up with it, Jankowski, right baseline, now. Little bit deep. And one thing that's hurting the Penguins is the quick transition work out of Grand Canyon. Roldan now, very tenacious, forces the issue. Out of bounds off of Noelle Roldan. But I like her aggressive play.
Absolutely. You always want to play aggressive defense. Passiveness is what's been hurting the Penguins so far. You get some fire on the court, like a Melissa Wise, like a Noelle Roldan, and you know what? I'll tell you what. It looks like it's paying off so far.
We'll go to Audrey Glenn in the crowd. Audrey.
All right. I'm here with a very avid DU fan. How is the team looking tonight?
Awesome. We always look awesome because we're DU.
And what specifically is standing out tonight?
We're working together as a team because we always work together as a team because we're the best team around.
Well said, well said. Back to you, Stu.
All right, thank you very much, Audrey. 7:47 to go, 28-12. Radio.Dominican.edu, Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein. Hunter and I will be back in 15 seconds.
JP, y'all, from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hotspot with DJ Juice.
That's right, don't miss DJ Juice back on the air in February. Hunter, Penguins are getting killed. We haven't scored in 6 minutes.
Yeah, you got to be concerned about that, especially not just the fact that you're not scoring on the court, but what it does to a team psyche. We mentioned that the Penguins right now not in a good spot, 3-12 on the season. After a while, it wears down on you. You got to wonder if it's in on their heads.
Inbounds very quickly. Three-point attempt by Samantha Murphy. Penguins down with it. Noelle Roldan brings it up and then chucks it away. Roldan, two plays in a row, gives the ball up. And Roldan was, that's sort of an ill-advised chuck there. A lot of Lopes in the area, only one Penguin. And I don't know why Roldan tried to hit her on the inbounds now. Bronner's got it. Uh-oh, left side. Almost given away to Butler. Ooh, boy. I think the Penguins got a break there.
I think so, too. It looked like maybe that ball touched Jankowski on the way out. She quickly put the hands up and was able to sell it, though, to the referee. Penguin ball.
Penguins on the inbounds now. Tipped back out of bounds after the aggressive play by Rosalind Nelson. 7:25 to go. Janish brings it in. Top of the key now with a nice fake. 8 on the shot clock. Roldan throws it away. Loose ball. Bronner comes up with it. 3-2. Here's the runner by Bronner. No. She beat the clock. The Penguins back down with it. Shauna Bryant gets fouled on the way up. Well, that Bryant and Jankowski under the bucket are doing great work filling it up.
Absolutely. The presence of those two inside the paint is going to be key for the Penguins in the long term, because if you keep that ball and you have the opportunity to get that rebound and try to dump it up for a bucket, I mean, you take those points all day.
Shauna Bryant with the first one is good. 28-13. First points the Penguins have scored now in nearly 7 minutes. And she makes them both. So the Penguins should just get Shauna Bryant to the line more often. I think they'd have a little more, a little bit better luck. Penguins were stuck on 12 there for half of the game that we played so far. But I won't belabor that point anymore. Long three ball goes by Samantha Murphy from the top of the key. Good. So Lopes' team is loaded with shooters, 31-14, and the Antelopes are really starting to pull away. 6:39 to go. Janish has got it on the left wing, too far out to shoot. Now Bryant. Oh, Bryant threw it away, but somehow Bronner comes up with it. Bronner now drifts over to the right side. Soft runner from the right side, and that one falls. What a great play by Bronner.
Nice job by Bronner there to catch a break at the basket in, one that the Penguins desperately needed.
Travel called on Grand Canyon. For the Penguins, Carnes and Nakamura return in place of Roldan and Janish. 6:14 to go, fans. 31-16 radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide broadcast as usual. Kimmy brings it up across the timeline, left side. Nakamura now drifts over to the right. Now back under to Shauna Bryant, top of the key, Bronner. Drifts in left side in the paint. Whistles, but I'm not sure what for. 5:54 to go, 31-16. Are you ready? All right, fans, for some play-by-play, I'm going to pass it on over to my partner, Hunter Horenstein, and on-color commentary for the first time ever, fans. Here he is, Gabe Leon.
Nakamura out to pass over to Bryant. Back over to Nakamura. Nakamura for three, in and out. Nothing doing. Good rebound there by Nakamura. Struggle for the ball. She goes down. Whistle blown.
That's the kind of defense, that's the kind of intensity that DU needs to have throughout the entire game. Going after the ball and not being afraid of anything.
Absolutely. Not being afraid of anything except for maybe 31-16 to score. Grand Canyon ahead over the head of Grand Canyon, over to Bronner. Bronner over to Nakamura. Nakamura in and out. Bryant there with the rebound, and it's good. Nice job by Bryant there to be right there with the ball. Gridley now with the ball on the right side. Coming on the outside. Good defense by the DUs. Gridley out to the top of the paint. Over to Murphy. Murphy drives, sets, shoots, and of course she makes it. Samantha Murphy, the senior guard out of Phoenix, Arizona, with the basket, 33-18. Grand Canyon. Nakamura, one-on-one with Murphy, rolls to the outside, top of the arc, shoots the three, and it's good. Nice job by Nakamura. 33-21. Grand Canyon, though, just so quick on transition. Nice job there.
Now that just shows right there the great speed that the Lopes have, and they are showing throughout the entire game.
Absolutely. Frazier there with a great, great transition. The speed, you mentioned that, Leon, goes inside the paint and dunks it up for the layup. 35-21, Grand Canyon.
Leon's his last name.
Sorry about that, Leon. Mentioned, she said, Leon, Gabe Leon, I should say. Excuse me about that one. And it looks like Grand Canyon is going to go to the line here. Can't see exactly who that's shooting. Doesn't matter. She misses it. And over to Bryant with the rebound. Bryant over to Nakamura. Nakamura, the right side, far side, closest up to us. Now across the field, steps and shoots. No good off the rim. Bryant there tries for the rebound, and nothing doing.
DU has been shooting the three-pointers throughout the entire first half, but they just are not dropping. So maybe they can find an alternative, maybe drop the ball low to the key and try and find some easy jump shots.
We'll take this alternative, though, as Bryant will go to the line for a shot. And the first one, not too good. Maybe a little too much on that as she misses that. And, you know, that really hurts, Gay, because you got to think that when you get the free shots, these are free points they're giving you. You got to make them.
Absolutely. You go to practice and you try and make your free throws so they can go in the game, but sometimes they just don't go in.
Jenna Pearson checking in for Grand Canyon as Bryant misses the second free throw. And Murphy, closest to us now, one-on-one with Nakamura. Over to Smith. Smith on the outside of the court. Now back to the far left side of the key, over to Nelson. Nelson shoots it over to Pearson, who just checked in. Pearson bobbles it for a second, but gets it back off to Murphy. Murphy under the basket, won't be able to make it a shot off. Struggle for the ball, and it's going to be out on the DUs as Grand Canyon regains possession. And, excuse me, DU ball as Nakamura goes back. Number 24 wearing the white jerseys. And she hands it off over to Bronner. Bronner glances over at Coach Chambers. Chambers, the head coach of the Penguins, yelling out. Now hands it off to Nakamura. Nakamura now one-on-one with Murphy. In between the legs. Murphy steals it away, though. Nice job by her as there comes the Lopes. Shoots and no, just off the tip of the rim. And over to Bronner. Bronner's all alone. Shoots it up. Way too much on it, though, as Carnes tries to get up and get one in herself. Doesn't do it. Ball goes away, and it's going to be a timeout. Gabe, the Penguins really trying to get something going. We go to Audrey Glenn out in the crowd as she looks like she has somebody in the stands.
More here at Dominican. Now, Dominican University is known for being very highly into sports. How can you attest to that?
Well, you often see athletes walking together with their uniforms, and they always carry their gear, and they're always reminding students of happenings and games that happen on campus and off campus. And they're very strong and proud of their sport, their game, and they like to show that and share it with fellow students.
Thank you, Camilla. Back to you, Stu.
Thank you, Audrey. Hunter Hornstein alongside Gabe Leon. Gabe Leon is a prospective student, you could say, a high school senior, and he's getting a first touches of college work here on radio.dominican.edu. And Gabe, the Penguins are trailing 35-21 here, and it, you know, now it's not looking so much like it's all out of hand. I mean, you're down by 10 plus, but a couple of good runs here by the Penguins, and they're right back in it.
Absolutely. If I may go back to the last play, they went in for a right-handed layup. It's just they were a little sloppy. They could have seen that there was two defenders going up and maybe seen and pass it back out.
Nakamura shoots it in there. Nice interception there by number 12, Bronner. Bronner goes up for the shot, doesn't get it. Janikowski tries to get the rebound, but she's beat by Murphy. Murphy now will send it over to Smith, and Smith, it's good, the three-pointer. For Grand Canyon, 38-21, the score. Nakamura on the right side, now across midcourt, right on the insignia, the D with the Penguin inside, one-on-one with Murphy. She's trying to get away. Murphy, another steal for Murphy. And I'll tell you what, she is just an unbelievable player. Shoots it over to Smith. Smith, though, will lose it as a nice job by Stephanie Carnes. Carnes diving in there, and that's the aggressiveness that you were talking about, Gabe.
Absolutely. I love that kind of play of basketball.
Janikowski will take a seat. So will Bronner. And it looks like Gomes is coming on in. And Takoy will come in as Nakamura will take a seat. And Janice will come in. Grand Canyon ball. And it's given off to Murphy. Murphy, double team, gets pushed out of bounds. And the Penguins don't think so. Penguins, unbelievable. Carnes getting called for the foul.
It's a great call by the coach to double team Samantha Murphy. She's 4-for-6 from the field tonight.
Absolutely. Carnes, though, not really liking the call by the ref, the sixth foul on the Penguins tonight. Over to Smith. Smith inside to number 23, Nelson. Nelson back over to Smith. Now to Murphy. Murphy getting double teamed all over the place. It's a good thing, too. She's an unbelievable scorer. Somehow gets a shot off. Oh, in and out. Good break there by the Penguins. They catch it. However, the Lopes somehow get the ball back, and Kim Young, the 6'3 sophomore out of Glendale, Arizona, gets the rebound, puts it in, 40-21, Grand Canyon. Janice now with the ball in her own. She still gets called. And man, I'll tell you what, she is just not liking the calls by the referees tonight.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, but of course, even if the refs are not making great calls, you have to play through it.
Absolutely. Everything else are distractions. Just play the game, play to win, and good things will come. Grand Canyon will take the ball as Frazier gives it off to Nelson. Nelson, shooting out orders, sees Smith on the far left side over by the key. Now back over to Frazier. Frazier inside in the paint, shoots it up, and the center gets it in, 42-21. Janice now will retake the ball and looking around and looking for someone, for anyone, as she's going up against Murphy. Murphy, the star player, inside to Shauna Bryant. Bryant thrown just a little over her head, and it's going to get away. But they're going to say that it's out on Grand Canyon, and it's going to be a DU ball. Tekoi will get the ball. Chambers very, very upset about the way that the refs are calling this game. Not really, you know, agreeing and seeing eye to eye. And you could say that that's part of it because they are very frustrated with the way things are going at 3-12 as an overall record, 1-4 in conference. Obviously, confidence isn't at an all-time high, and maybe that frustration boils over, but you got to just be able to play the game, right?
Absolutely. There's a minute 54 left in the half, so let's just see if the Penguins can go in there, go in the locker room, talk it up, and maybe come back in the second half and play some great basketball.
Shauna Bryant's going to take a seat as Melissa Wise comes out, and maybe that's what the Penguins need. Melissa Wise, a very fiery player, and definitely puts forth a lot of effort. Frazier now will look for someone to hand it off to. She will. She's going over to Nelson. Nelson, good ball work. Shoots, throws it up to, I believe that is Young, and Young. Well, there was a ref right in front of my face there. He was right in front of the broadcasting area. Wasn't exactly sure what happened there, Gabe. Can you give a little insight?
Well, from what I saw that it was Jenna Pearson who came up with the offensive rebound, put it back up, and got fouled.
So Melissa Wise will go to the line, number 33, sporting the Fauxhawk, a two-sport athlete. She's also a great volleyball player here at DU, as well as an exceptional basketball player. And the first one is good, and she's 1-for-1, 42-22. DU trails. 1:35 left to go here in the first half. And she's 2-for-2. So a good job by Melissa Wise, and, you know, when they give you the free ones, you got to make them. She made them both, 2-for-2. It's going to be a Grand Canyon ball. Frazier and Nelson there, handoff, and now Noel Rodan back in the game, over to Young, over to number 21, Smith. Now back inside the paint to Murphy, and Murphy puts it in. No, excuse me, not Murphy. Jenna Pearson, the freshman. She put it in there, and she got the foul, so she'll go to the line.
After seeing that play, that shows the difference between the Penguins and the Antelopes. The Lopes are just passing about 3-4 passes, are having it 3-4 passes a play. So, I mean, that just shows that the Penguins need to have more ball movement.
Very methodic, very deliberate with the ball movement the Lopes are, as Pearson puts it up and in. She did put that one up and in. 45-23, Penguin ball. Noelle Rodan now with the ball over to Melissa Wise on the far right side. Back over to Noelle across the diamond and over to Nakamura, in and out for the three. No good. Nice scrum for the ball. There goes, I can't tell who's on who, but looks like Pearson dove for that ball and had a bunch of DU Penguins coming down right on top of her. It's going to be a timeout. And, Gabe, I'll tell you what, the Penguins right now, it looked like they're starting to get a little more desperate and they're starting to play with a little more sense of urgency, but they just can't compete with the Lopes right now as far as physicalness, being quick off the transitions. The Lopes are just outrunning them basically on the field.
Yes. Now, on the last play, there was Jocelyn Frazier who went on the ground to grab after the ball, but the Lopes called a timeout. If not, that would have been a jump ball in the Antelope's favor, but still, there could have been a chance for a steal.
Hunter Hornstein alongside special broadcaster Gabe Leon here at live at the Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu, bringing you DU women's volleyball action. Gridley with the ball on to the right side, over across the field, back over to Gridley. Gridley right in the middle, pointing out directions, will hand it off to Pearson. Pearson over to Gridley, over to Frazier. Frazier puts it up, no good. Now Pearson will struggle for that ball, and she gets it back. And I'll tell you what, Pearson's a tall girl for a freshman, 5'11", and she used all 5'11 to get that ball back. Nakamura over to Janice. Janice over to Noelle Rulton, the young freshman. Back over to Janice. Janice to Noelle. Noelle on the right side looking for someone. Now back over to Janice. Janice for three, in and out, no good. Good rebound by the Penguins. They get the ball back. Janice at the top of the arc. Now drives for the basket, won't get it. She's going to get fouled, though.
The Penguins are really spread out around the three-point line, so maybe when they drive it in, they can maybe dish it out and go for a shot.
Janice doing everything she can to try to make something happen. She'll go to the line for two as the Penguins are trailing 45-23 with about 25 seconds left to go here in the first half. You play two halves here in college ball, NCAA 2 division. The Penguins are, as she makes the first one, and the second one not so much, off the rim and a struggle for the ball, and a couple elbows being thrown there. Good defense, good physical defense played. Gridley, the senior, one-on-one with Noelle, will hand it off over to Smith. Smith now will drive forward, keep driving. She will. Now she'll shoot it. A little bit too much. Good offensive rebound. No good, however, for Kim Young. Kim Young shot. She can make the play. Desperation shot by Noelle, and that's going to do it for the first half. No good. The Penguins are going to go into halftime 45-24. Gabe, what do they have to do to turn it around here in the second?
Well, I've been saying this as a cliche of playing defense. I mean, the Antelopes are just showing their speed and their shot as well. Also, the offensive rebound is killing the Penguins. Jaleesa, Jenna Pearson is just coming down with the rebounds and putting them back up. So, Penguins need to box out.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, stats, highlights, and anything more from the Golden Radio voice, the phenom Gabe Leon. I'm Hunter Hornstein alongside Gabe Leon. You're listening to DU Radio and Penguin Style, Penguin Action, Basketball, the DU's trailing 45-24. We'll be right back.
Vancoma Production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Pia from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way! Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball!
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Vancoma production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Pia from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup. Two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup. Two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup. Two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup. Two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. Your hands up in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
The offensive rebound, she puts it in. Over to Janice, Odd Gridley, trying to get rid of her. Can't seem to shake her as she's going to the far right side just in front of the ice box. Now Janice is double-teamed as she hands it off, dumps it off to Gomes. Gomes shoots it up, nothing doing as Murphy gets the ball back over to Nelson. Nelson up in it. And no, no, it's not going to get in there, but they're going to get the foul. The DUs will, as they will send, it looks like, Janish. She's going to get the foul, the seventh, the first in the second half. And
from here,
Nelson's going to be put to the line for Grand Canyon. Going to get a couple of shots here. Mary Wheeler going to be called out to mop up the floor and where the girls fell down. Gabe, sorry to cut you off there. What were you trying to say?
From here, it looked like Janish had actually drawn the offensive foul. She had her feet set and her body still, there is Nelson right at the free throw line.
That's what I was along the same lines with you there. It looked like it was a clean play. She had just stood still and went over, but Nelson gets the shot, and with the shot, she makes the first one. 48-29, and this game could slowly get out of hand. Not that it already is. I mean, you do have a full half going as Nelson makes the third one. Bryant now to Gomes. Gomes slowly up the middle. We'll try to fend off Camp. Camp can't get her arms around Gomes as Gomes is able to dump it off to Carnes. Carnes looking for someone as Chambers is up off the bench yelling, screaming. Back to Gomes on the far left side, farthest from off, right in front of the icebox. Over to Bryant. Bryant now looking for someone. She finds Carnes. Carnes in the middle will drive towards the basket. Shoots it. Not enough, though, as it goes off the rim. Intercepted by Gridley. And now there's the runaway. And a good shot there by Nelson. As it looked like Gridley just intercepted it, passed it off to Nelson. And Nelson, like a lope, ran for days. An easy layup. Melissa Wise right in front of us. Over to Bryant. Back to Wise. Wise shoots it up. Oh, no, not enough there. A silly play there. She had all the time in the world, just kind of overthought it, maybe. Nelson dumps it off easily to Butler. Butler back to Nelson. Nelson to Gridley. Gridley looking for Murphy. Murphy on the far right side. Thought about it and went back over to Gridley. Gridley on the far left. Now back over to Camp. Camp to Nelson. Nelson very methodically slows the ball down. Then she'll shoot it, and she makes it with 5 seconds left to go on the clock. 53-24. Janice with the ball across in the middle, hands it over to Carnes. Carnes, one-on-one with Nelson, hands it over to Melissa Wise. To her left, now Melissa, right arm toss to Bryant. Gomes for three off the rim, and it's a Gridley ball. Gridley lobs it to Nelson. Nelson tries to get it back under the bucket, intercepted by Melissa Wise, and it's going to be a DU ball.
What's not to like?
Media timeout. That means we'll take 15 seconds. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We always do it this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
Yeah, everything's good about Dominican Radio. And speaking of what's good with Dominican Radio, here is my partner, Hunter Horenstein, and our guest host tonight, Gabe Leon.
Thank you, Stu. Back here live at the Conlon Center, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins trailing 53-29 here at the Conlon Center as they're taking on the Lopes of Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon really showing how good they are offensively, Gabe. And we mentioned, we say it time and time again, very fast off the transitions and able to get the ball back really quickly. Nakamura will get the ball for DU as she will slowly try to take it up the court. One-on-one with Nelson over to Carnes. Carnes trying to shake Murphy. Back to Nakamura. Nakamura to Gomes. Over to Janish. Janish will drive and get called as the ball will go back to the ref, and they're gonna call the foul on, was that Jenna Pearson, I believe? I believe so. Janish is gonna take a seat. As Takoy will come in just in front of the bench. She passes right to Nakamura. Nakamura over to Brian on the left side. Left side right outside the key. Now over to Carnes. Carnes back to Takoy. Takoy fighting for that ball. Shoots it up for the easy little dunk shot. Not going to happen, though, for the DUs. 53-24 fans.
As I look down here at my game notes, I see that it says that Grand Canyon University enters tonight being the number 12 nationally ranked women's team in the nation. So we just got to watch out for that.
You know, what's interesting about that, Gabe, is two nights ago the Penguins played the 13th ranked team in the nation and actually got hammered. But I think tonight, playing a better team on paper, the Penguins are actually looking a little bit better.
Takoy with the free throw there. She'll make it 53-30. Grand Canyon ball. As Murphy goes down hard and bounces right back up.
My point with that is I think the Penguins are playing a little bit better tonight. You know, you get playing against these nationally ranked teams. Bam, bam, bam. The Penguins could go, you know, in theory, could let it get to them. But I think the Penguins are just getting better as a result of playing really good teams. I hope so, anyway.
Inside to Nelson. Nelson on the outside part of the arc goes for three. She will make it 55-30. Stewart, I believe that's a good point because it's a confidence thing and it's a psychological thing. I know you and I were talking about earlier on in the game as that ball is tipped out of bounds by Murphy, Penguin ball. But going back to what we were saying prior to the game, psychologically, if you're playing these good teams and you feel like you can hang with them, you feel like you can pretty much hang with anybody, and at some point it's got to click and you've got to start winning some games. Hopefully that comes soon for the DUs. Carnes loses the ball though as Nelson on the breakaway shoots, has another shot, doesn't make the first one, doesn't make the second one. Now the ball's up for grabs as there's a scrum at the bottom of the net. Now it's Murphy all alone. There it goes, 57-30.
Can you imagine that? Three shots on goal from close range, and the Penguins couldn't box out, get the rebound. That's what hurts the DUs. I mean, if the Grand Canyons, if they miss three in a row, they're not going to miss four in a row. You can't let them shoot all day long, and unfortunately, that's exactly what just happened.
Absolutely. When the ball goes into the hands of such a prolific scorer like Samantha Murphy, and you have that player that you can go to, Gabe, you know, more often than not, they're going to take that opportunity. If you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Absolutely. Samantha Murphy is almost automatic every time she receives the ball when she's wide open. So as I've been saying the entire game, Dominican just needs one person to be all up in her.
Nakamura will make the first of her two free throws, 57-31.
I like Gabe's idea of just plastering somebody to her on Murphy and just leaving her right on top of Murphy the whole game. That's not a bad call.
That's the second one that she'll make there, and now it's 57-32. Grand Canyon ball as Smith over to Murphy, and plaster to Murphy is Nakamura, and so is Brian as Murphy goes down kind of hard. And maybe what it is you don't necessarily have to plaster someone, but you got to realize what she's trying to do when she gets the ball and that score. And, you know, when she does have the ball, don't give her the opportunities, Gabe, to make something happen with her athleticism.
Earlier in the game, the Penguins were double-teaming Samantha Murray, and that seemed to be working for them. But for some reason, they drifted away from that kind of plan. So maybe if they go back to that, that'd be pretty good.
You're listening to DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu, live Dominican girls basketball action. We remind you the men are up next. That's at 7:30. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, Gabe Leon. Gabe Leon is the potential freshman sensation, the freshman broadcasting sensation, the man with the golden voice, the phenom, and the special host, the special guest broadcaster of tonight's game. I want to remind you, fans, that you can get Penguin Radio on the go on your smartphone. Just type in radio.dominican.edu on your web browser on your phone. Press the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action and Penguin Sports on the go. Timeout is over. 57-32, 13:45 left to go in this game. Gabe and the Penguins, you mentioned it before, they need to find someone to shut down Murphy.
Absolutely. Let's see if they can do it right here with 13:45 left in the second half.
Murphy, speaking of, will get the ball first, and she'll deep it off, dunk it off to Frazier, and now there's going to be a couple whistles on the call. And it looks like Tammy Bronner with the foul, her second of the night. So we'll redo it. And it goes back to Frazier. Frazier shoots it up, not going to make it. She goes down to the ground, gets helped up, but she got called for traveling. So it's a DU ball. Nakamura, I should say. Over to Bronner. Bronner looking, holds the ball. And good offense, good defense, I should say. Aggressive defense by the Lopes as Samantha Murphy goes back up with the ball and shoots it in. 59-32, and she's just one of those prolific scorers. Over to Bryant. Bryant has a wide-open shot in and out. You got to make those. Good rebound by Pearson. Pearson hands it off to her left. Over to Smith. Smith, ball in between the legs. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Finds Murphy. Murphy, one-on-one with Nakamura. Goes up for the shot and doesn't get it and goes down hard. Looks like she's going to get fouled, and she's able to go to the line.
Grand Canyon University, even though they are up with by 27 points, they seem to be going hard on every single play. They're even pressing on defense, which in the last play showed that they can steal the ball and still try and make the point margin even higher.
Absolutely. Chambers chirping off from the bench to our right as we are right down here on the floor of the Conlin Center. Murphy, meanwhile, makes the first shot. Up, down, and in for the second one. Nakamura. Sorry, Tokoi. Over to Bronner. Now back to Tokoi. Tokoi up the middle. Looks for someone. She finds Nakamura. Nakamura, far left side. Shoots it inside. Over back to Tokoi. Tokoi on the far right side. Dumps it inside to the DUs.
Come on.
Shot not good off the rim. And it looks like the DUs have just gone cold here on offense. There's nothing going in for them. Murphy over to Fisher. Fisher on the right side.
Going back to that comment where you said that nothing is going in for them, they started off the second half going 2-for-2 from the three-point range. So something is just going wrong. Maybe they're just not passing it enough trying to find the open person.
Completely agree. It just looks like they're completely just, I don't know what it is, but possibly just out of sync somehow. I don't know if the timing is off. We haven't had an opportunity, at least I haven't, to see this team on a regular basis, but it just looks like maybe timing's off, maybe they're pressing a little bit, and you can't do that, especially when you're behind. You can't press and force the issue because more often than not, things are going to go wrong. Call that a technical as Nakamura will go to the line and she makes one.
That was called on number 21, Malin Smith.
Looks like Malin Smith, yes, the freshman.
An intentional elbow called against Smith, and that put Nakamura on the line, so she makes them both, and the Penguins get the ball back. So a technical called against the Lopes. Point possession, Penguins. Here's Hunter.
Nakamura over to Bronner. Bronner, one-on-one with Samantha Murphy. Gets past the insignia on the floor. Over to Tokoi. Tokoi, good defense by the Grand Canyon Lopes as Tokoi gets hit hard. And it's a Grand Canyon ball.
The Lopes are just trying to instill fear in the Penguins. As McMurray had the ball, number 21, Emily Dunn was just yelling out ball, 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 which causes fear.
Number 32, Frazier. with the ball, hands it off to Smith, and Smith will give it to Murphy. Murphy, the leading scorer, tries to do it again, and oh my goodness, just not fair how good she is. And I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good shot for a very good player. 63-34, she puts it in. Over to Nakamura. Nakamura getting double teamed now, and it looks like they're going to call a foul on Grand Canyon, and Nakamura is going to keep the ball. 32, Jocelyn Frazier on the foul. Media timeout here.
I cannot get over the athletic moves by Samantha Murphy. I mean, she goes scissor legs under the bucket. That last one, she comes drifting in from the top of the key. Seems like she's in the air forever and banks one home. And you know she intends to do it, although it looks like it's luck, but you know it's not.
Absolutely, just effortless. Just a fantastic player, to say the least. And Gabe, you know, we mentioned they have to be able to stop her. The DUs do, because she is such a prolific scorer. But, I mean, how do you defend against someone who is just so naturally talented, God-gifted, God-gifted talent, and she's just flat out great.
Well, I'm not so sure there will be a real way to defend her, but as I stated, the Penguins were double teaming her and that was working for them. So I wanted to see them go back to that and see how Samantha Murphy plays with two girls defending her.
Timeout's over. 63-34. Grand Canyon leading the Penguins. 11:55 here to go at the Conlon Center. Hunter Hornstein alongside Gabe Leon and Stuart Horn. Melissa Wise over to Bronner. Back to Wise. Wise to Bronner. Bronner looking for someone. She finds Takoy. Takoy looking for Wise inside. Wise, though, unable to get a hold on it, and they Lopes take off with the ball. Number 21, Smith, the top of the arc, doesn't get it. Inside, job by the Lopes, shooting, and they make it. Kim Young goes inside, shot it once, didn't make it, got the ball back, shot it again, and didn't miss. 63-34.
The Lopes are doing a great job of dumping the ball to their center, whether it be Kim Young or Jaleesa Butler. Every time those girls get the ball, they either take a one-step drop and boom, put it up, and then get the rebound and put it back up.
Kim Young for the free throw. Up and down, shoots, and just a little too much juice on that one. Janikowski in for the game. She gets it, now hands it over to Bronner. Bronner on the right side. Janikowski puts it up herself and just barely misses it. The freshman, unfortunately, not able to get the shot off. At least get it into the basket. Smith over to number 23, Nelson. Nelson, DUs regain the ball. Melissa Wise inside, tries to hook it in, not going to happen. DUs unable to get the ball to meet the basket there, and 65-34, fans. Wise over to Bronner. Bronner will drive to the basket herself, lay it up, and good job by Bronner as she gets it in there. 65-36.
Man, she found the seam. Somehow all the Lopes were spread out in the key, and Bronner just weaved her way right through there, found the open gap, and scored an easy bucket from the left side.
Nice athletic play there by Bronner as Melissa Wise hands it off to Bronner. Bronner will try to drive for the basket. Bounces the ball off her shoe. Gets away from her momentarily. She regains it, though. Over to Nakamura. Nakamura for three. Yes, sir. Excuse me, that's Takoy. Takoy with the shot. 65-34 with the three.
22-footer there out of Takoy, giving the Penguins a little momentum with just under 10 minutes to go.
Now the Grand Canyon Lopes will try to put this game a little further out of reach as Nelson will drive for the basket. Unfortunately, not able to make a play. Fortunately, if you're a DU fan. Rebound by Grand Canyon, no good. Melissa Wise gets the ball back over to Bronny. Bronny will drive towards the basket. runner. Dribbles that ball, one-on-one. Inside, Jankowski. And now the Lopes will take off with it. Over to Gridley. Gridley. Nothing doing. Gridley.
You would think that the Lopes might be slowing down the ball, maybe practicing some plays since they're up by so much, but I'm thinking that maybe they want to run up the score, maybe to get their ranking a little higher in next week's rankings.
You did it for them to try to run up the score on a intentionally, however, you can't fault them for playing hard. As Gridley goes to shoot it, and unfortunately she doesn't make it, and we're going to have a mass sub here. Gomes, Roldan, Bryant, and Jordan will come on in for the Penguins. Allie Jordan, this is the first time that we've heard of her. She's finally making her game debut. Noelle Roldan over to... Sorry, her radio debut, I should say. Not game debut. Gridley, now with the ball inside the seam, over to... Who is that? Number 31, Fisher. Fisher, back to Murphy. Murphy to Butler. Butler shoots it. No good, though. Murphy, all alone for three. Bang. Puts it in. Samantha Murphy, another three-pointer. We say her name a lot. 69-39 for Noel. To Noel. Over to Janish. Janish looking to drive towards the basket. She's going to get called. Looks like a foul on number 52, Butler. That's her second. And that's going to send the ball the Penguins' way as Janish hands over to Bryant. Bryant, wasting no time with the shot, unfortunately, doesn't make it. Grand Canyon ball. Gridley. Over to Pearsons. Pearsons back to Gridley. Gridley trying to get around Noel. Roldan wasn't letting her.
Hunter Murphy scored 24 points so far with 8 minutes to go in the game.
We mentioned she's a prolific scorer.
Yeah.
And that absolutely cements that as Girdley's going to go to the line. Give the score. 69-39, now 70-39 as Gridley makes that first of two free throws. She'll get one more here. And she makes the second one there. 71-39, a little less than 8 minutes to go. 8 minutes exactly now, fans. Jordan with the shot. No good, though, as Noelle Roldan is able to get the rebound. Now back over to Janice. Janice over to Gomes. Back to Jordan. Jordan across the middle. Now to Janice. Janice will drive for the ball. Nice block there by Butler as Girdley's trying to get that ball. Not going to make it, and... We're going to have a media timeout here. Stewart, the DUs, we mentioned, have just been beaten by, once single-handedly, by Samantha Murphy. You mentioned 24 points already with 7:38 left to go.
Yeah, you're right. The Penguins are down by 32. Murphy scored 25 of them. So the Murphy has been pretty good. And it's not just the 25 points, but it's also the Penguins causing the Penguins such trouble, trying to keep the Penguins out of position. A player like Murphy is so solid that she can throw the rhythm of the opposing team off all by herself. And then you back it up with Jenna Pearson, who's in there at 6'1". It seems like Pearson's playing 7'1" or bigger. She can really fill it up in the middle and box out, pull down a lot of rebounds. And you've got a great rebounder and a great scorer. That's a combination that's hard to beat.
It really is. You got that one-two punch. Hunter Hornstein, Gabe Leon, Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to the women play here. DU against Grand Canyon. Coming up at 7:30, the men will take on Grand Canyon here at the Conlon Center. We're live from Dominican University of California in beautiful San Rafael in Northern California. Happy to have you tuned into wherever you may be listening to. Thank you for inviting us into your homes, into your car speakers, or your smartphone. Speaking of which, you can get Radio.Dominican live off your smartphone. Just put that address into your browser, click go, click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action, Penguin Sports on the go. 71-39 fans, 7:38 left to go in the second half. Want to remind you to check out our website, radio.dominican.edu, for everything Penguin Radio, as well as the schedule for upcoming live student broadcasts. Students put on shows here, radio shows, that is, and that schedule will be up. And they will be up in February. It's again 71-39, 7:38. Grand Canyon looking extremely confident. Over to our left, Gabe, and when a team is rolling, you know, there's a sense of nothing can go wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, they just keep on pushing the ball, like I said earlier, and there is no letting up for these Antelopes.
Gomes, very first possession. She shoots it, and yes, ma'am, she makes it. 71-39, 7:30 left to go. Excuse me, 71-41. 7:26 left to go. Drive by the Loaves as Murphy in the corner, banks it in there, and wow. Yes, sir, swish, nothing but net, quite literally, 74-41.
What an answer from the Loaves.
She's an unbelievable player, and there's nothing really you can do.
27 points so far. No, 28 now.
That would be 28 points. Oh, my goodness. Rodan over to Jordan. Jordan back to Rodan. Rodan to Jordan to Bryant. Shauna Bryant inside getting double team. Rodan for three, no, just hits the top of the rim. Noel, a freshman, also a broadcaster as well.
Yeah, she shot that thing from 24 feet straight away, and I guess after if the Penguins had held the ball a little longer and then fired that shot, but they got it, she fired it, there was a ton of time left on the shot clock. I'm maybe a little ill-advised. Maybe a freshman move there. Otherwise, Roldan, very, very solid. I have no complaints about her game.
You mentioned freshman moves, and that's going to come with a young player. Yeah. Very, very, you know, lacks the experience. And there's a three from Jordan. Nice job by Allie Jordan. 74-44, 6:41 fans. But going back to what you were saying about the freshman moves, Stu, I think you have a good point there. Young freshman, very energized, a lot of adrenaline. Maybe doesn't make the best, the smartest moves, just makes the move just instinctively, and as we see Nelson go up for the layup, and that's two more points for Grand Canyon, 76-44. But she'll learn, only a freshman, very young player, and she's got three more years.
Absolutely, no question about it. She's getting a lot of minutes and trying to make the most of them.
Valuable minutes there as Janish.
And of course, had she made it, we would have been extolling her how wonderful she is.
She almost makes that one as she goes for three and off the tip of the net. Gomes now will get the ball back to Noel. Noel tries to dunk it in inside to Bryant. Shauna Bryant now getting hassled all over the place. Back to Bryant. Bryant, just inside, but inside the rim, but it bounces back out. Murphy now with the ball over to the left side. Nelson dumps it over to Pearson. Pearson gets blocked there by Bryant, nice job.
You know, on the previous sequence on her, the Penguins did everything properly except make it. They went Jordan, Bryant, or Bryant to Jordan, and then the low bounce pass back in the bottom of the key, back to Bryant, and everything perfect except the ball didn't go in, even though she had a clean look. They followed that up with a foul against Pearson. And she's at the line, having missed the first one. The Penguins sub in four freshies. Check it, three freshies. And now with the play-by-play, here's my partner, Hunter Hornstein.
We mentioned they subbing in four freshies, three freshies maybe. I got Jankowski out there. We'll get to the rest of the names as the second free throw is missed. But Lopes get the rebound, and they put it in. 76-44. Excuse me, 78 now, 44.
You know, I made the mistake. I mixed up Jenna Pearson with Jaleesa Butler.
Yes, that's right. That's Butler down at the line now.
There you go. That Jaleesa Butler, boy, is she tough. She's tough under the, I mean, a lot of elbows flying everywhere. Yeah, she can just penetrate.
6'1 junior. And plays phenomenal defense, and she showed it so far here. Here's Jordan. Jordan tries to hand it off over to Janice. 76-78-44 with 5:23 left to go. Ball out of bounds. Gonna be a Grand Canyon ball.
Janice intended for Jankowski at the baseline and heaved it about 10 feet over her head, maybe higher. The Penguin cheerleaders ended up with it, but they are not in play. If the Penguin cheerleaders get the ball and shoot it, it doesn't count. Just FYI.
I'm sure the Penguins, though, right now would take any sort of point here. You might want to put the cheerleaders out on the field. I don't know. How does that sound to you, Gabe?
It sounds pretty cool to me. I mean, it seems like anything could help the Penguins right now.
Absolutely.
Now, come on. The Penguins aren't playing that poorly. The Lopes are playing beautifully. I mean, the Penguins are playing fine.
That is very true. I mean, the Lopes are just a very good team with a very good player.
Yeah, two very good players.
Two very good players, yes.
Butler puts it in, 80-44, 4:58. Yeah, I think I would agree with that statement, Stu, that the Penguins aren't playing poorly. It's not like they're giving this game away by any means as Jankowski tries to hook it in, but no good. They're not playing poorly, Gabe. I think they're playing a very good game, but the fact of the matter is Grand Canyon is just flat out a better team.
Absolutely. I just want to, in these last 4 minutes and 50 seconds of the game, I want to see the Penguins maybe score some points and get some momentum into the next game.
Nelson over the middle to Pearson. Nice call, Gabe. That's a great point. That confidence is everything in sports, really.
Yes.
Because, you know, especially as a college athlete, the mental game is so important. Jankowski in the corner, off the top of the rim, over to Murphy. Murphy, just unbelievable to Nelson. Nelson gets it in there. Nice job by Murphy to Nelson to 82 points. 82-44, 4:15 left to go. Carnes over to Jordan. Jordan finds Jankowski. Mary Kate Jankowski will hand it off to Carnes. Back to Jordan inside. Penguins struggling to get anything going right now, but the foul goes against Grand Canyon. Klermenko will go to the line for the shot.
You know, Hunter, our next broadcast, by the way, fans, is coming up Thursday, January 27th. University of Hawaii Hilo will be in the house. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Klermenko misses the first one. Here's Hunter.
Mentioned Klermenko misses the first one. Excuse me. Jordan's going to take a seat as Melissa Wise comes on in. 82-44, 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go as Klermenko makes the second one, 1-for-2, and Murphy gets the ball and the whistles are blowing everywhere as the ref wants the ball. Klermenko is going to come take a seat after making 1 out of 2 as Raquel Gomes comes on in. Ball's going to go to Pearson's. Pearson's gives it off to Murphy. Murphy directs her players where to go. Pearson hands it off to Frazier. Frazier over to Gridley. Gridley tries to find the seam. No, nothing doing. Frazier. Frazier tried to give the ball to Frazier. Unfortunately, it called for too many steps. A media timeout now. 82-45, 3:43 left to go in this game. And Gabe, with 3:43 and an 82-45 score, you're not really thinking a win right here if you're the Penguins. However, stranger things have happened, but what would you like to see the Penguins do now to finish out this game on a high note?
What I'm hoping is to see some sort of glimpse of brightness for the Penguins. Maybe they can do something good and see it, and maybe try and break through the Antelopes' offense and defense. The next game for the Penguins against the Antelopes is actually February 12th in Arizona. So hopefully from now and then they can find what they did wrong today. And improve upon it and beat the Antelopes next time.
Absolutely. You always want to go back and learn from your mistakes. And, you know, we mentioned there's a lot of freshmen on this squad here. And similar to the volleyball team where there's a lot of freshmen, a lot of mistakes are going to be made. And it's up to the players to learn from them and to use it for, you know, positives down the road. Mm-hmm. Takoy with the ball over to Carnes. Back to Takoy. Takoy back to Carnes. Carnes on the right side, right in front of the booth here, as goes over to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise on the far side in front of the icebox. Back to Takoy. Takoy will put it up and, nope, just off the rim and goes outside. And my goodness, what a scrum for the ball. Pearson just does not want to let that ball go.
No, she does not. It looks like the Penguins actually are not that sad that they're losing by this much, because they have some smiles on their faces, which is good. This is what you like to see in a team.
Attitude is everything, as Pearson will go to the line. She was fouled by the Penguins. 82-45, 3:26 to go, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu reminds you that the men are coming up next at 7:30, as Pearson's makes the first one. The men are coming up later, 7:30 tip-off time, as Noel Rodan is coming on in for Jankowski.
Going back to the men's game reference, after doing my research, I've seen that Grand Canyon University has a pretty decent player in Kyle Speed, so that is a player that you should be listening and looking out for.
We certainly will, as Jenna Pearson makes 2-for-2 free throws as the DUs get the ball back over to the left side, inside to Melissa Wise, over to Carnes. Carnes over to Noel. Good ball work as Noel tries to go inside. Now Gomes will get it. And Gomes all getting all over. Now intercepted by Nelson and the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's taken off. They're going to go into the seam over to Murphy. Murphy, the lead scorer for three, in and out. A rare miss by Murphy. Carnes, far right side. Over to Noel, back to Carnes. Carnes looking for someone, anyone. Melissa Wise settling under the basket. But the ball goes to Gomes. Now Gomes will look for Carnes as Carnes goes to Wise. Wise just inside the arc, just inside the three line. Up one, drives for it, spins, shoots, and makes it. Nice job by Melissa Wise. Good offensive play there, as it just looked like it unfolded pretty beautifully right there. 84-47, 2:23 left to go. Gerds over to Nelson. Nelson, one-on-one with Noel. Noel trying to stop her. Hands it back to Gerds, all alone in the corner. Bang for three. 87-47, 2:12. Timeout for Grand Canyon.
Going back to that shot by Melissa Wise, it looks like that's something that she has been practicing at home and even in the gym. That turnaround jumper for the fade that went in, it's an absolutely great shot, and it works almost every time.
Noel Rodan will get the ball and hands right to Kearns. Kearns back to Noel. Noel will make her way down the court, just passes half court, and passes it off to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise in front of the icebox. Now over to Gomes. Gomes in the corner, tries to drive towards the basket. Wise for three at the top of the paint, no good. 87-47, fans. 1:52 left to go, as there's Pearson's all alone under the basket. Throws it up, doesn't make it. Ball's going to turn around, though, as it goes towards DU's way. Nakamura is going to come in as Carnes is going to sit down as Noel is in.
I really like how Coach Chambers for the Penguins is rotating her players, giving everyone a chance to play. That is great sportsmanship.
Not only giving them a chance to play, but keeping their legs fresh. You don't want any of these girls to burn out. It is a long season, and we're just about halfway through it, it looks like. Nakamura over to Takoy. Takoy wasn't ready. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a Grand Canyon ball. Now that's just simple, sloppy mistakes. That was completely mental.
Yeah, that's something that they can work on at practice. Definitely coming in on Monday, they have to work on their passing and definitely their play execution.
Knowing Chambers, she might have this team out tomorrow here at the Conlin Center in the gym working out. DU Division II taking it very seriously as far as practices and as far as games. You know, we say they're losing now, but these are proud teams and proud organizations that really want to do well, and they don't take losing very kindly. Melissa Y is struggling for that ball, and she won't get it as Smith will take it instead. Noel Rodan over to Nakamura. Nakamura back to Rodan. Rodan to Nakamura over to, looks like Jordan's back in the game for three. In and out. No good. Nice rebound by Gomes. Back to Nakamura. Back to Rodan. Back over to Jordan. Jordan. No look pass over to Rodan. Rodan over. Back to Jordan in the corner. There's a shot, just a little short, hits off the rim. And Gomes, who tries to get it back, won't. She'll dive into the stands instead.
That was a great passing sequence by the Penguins. I really like how they did that. But Melissa Wise was open in the corner a couple times, so maybe next time they can look around the court, look around a little bit more.
Yeah, looking around, maybe that might happen. I mean, it was good that they were able to deliberately hand off the ball. Now we're at 43 seconds, 87-47. This one's all but over, just waiting for the timer to run out. But good ball movement, Gabe. I like what you're saying about that deliberate ball movement, getting the ball around, making the defense have a lot of different looks. But when you see a man open, you got to hit him, and they got to make it.
Absolutely. I mean, you go to practice, and you practice your shot. So if you're open, the coach is hoping that you make your shot.
Melissa Wise will take it to the line for the Penguins, number 33, sporting the white and gold jerseys. And she won't make it, just the 1-1. Over to Jordan. Jordan back to Wise. Wise fakes it. Long loopy pass over to Rodan. Rodan to Jordan. Jordan looking around, no look to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise loses the handle on the ball and goes out, and it's going to be Grand Canyon's ball with 23.7 seconds left to go, 87-47. Frazier passes it to Fisher. Fisher, ball between the legs, ball behind the back, moving it up the court. Hands it over to Smith. Smith to Frazier. Frazier to Fisher. Fisher over to Smith. And that'll do it.
Good hard-fought game by the Penguins. Hard-fought.
Penguins fall in this one, 87-47. That's it. That's all. The men are coming up next at 7:30 tip-off. Gabe, any final thoughts on this game?
Well, I mean, as Stu said, I really like how the Penguins played. It's just that Grand Canyon University is just an overpowering team, and maybe the Penguins can come out next game and just show some more intensity than they did today.
Absolutely. Didn't play bad. Just got beat tonight. Maybe another time. But the men will come up next looking for their first win of the season and in conference. They're coming up at 7:30. Stick it right here. We've got it. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the